The broadcast of tonight's game is a copyrighted presentation of the Michigan High School Athletic Association and Sanac Broadcasting, WBGV 92.5 FM. No reproduction, retransmission, or other distribution of the descriptions or accounts of this game may take place without the express written consent of the MHSAA and Sanac Broadcasting, WBGV 92.5 FM.
Good evening. Broadcasting live here on WBGV 92.5 FM. It is loud in here, Jimmy Burgess.
Yes, it is. Welcome to March basketball.
It is March, and we're in high school boys basketball action. Now moving over to Division 4 for a Regional 32 semifinal here at Kingston High School. A shout out to Carl Nickel setting us up here in the perch, the nest here. But it'll be two birds battling against each other. The Decker Eagles here at the Kingston Cardinals right now. An exciting game. What a run here by Sterling Heights Parkway Christian. Genesee Christian right now leading by one, 47-46. 34.1 seconds left in this game. And it was at what point?
Parkway Christian's on an 18-4 run in this fourth quarter.
Wow. So we just don't know yet the end of this game, but it's getting close. A free throw was missed by Genesee Christian. They lead by one. A second free throw attempt here will make it. Still 47-46. Genesee Christian gets back its own rebound with 30 seconds to go here. Loose ball picked up by Sterling Heights Parkway Christian. 20 seconds to go in the game. And it'll be a foul or a timeout.
Timeout on the floor.
We might as well keep it right here. This one's too exciting. Welcome to high school sports. It's boys basketball, Division 4, Regional 32 semifinal game. We're waiting for our next game to start. We'll do our pregame here, if we have time. It'll be the Decorville Eagles taking on the Kingston Cardinals. Those two teams split during the regular season. Decorville on quite a run at the end of the season. They did have a couple stumbles. Some curious wins, but curious losses also.
Yeah, and you expect that from a Decorville Eagle team coming off a state championship in a football season, a long football season, and they didn't have very much to prepare for that first part of the season for basketball.
Still in football playing mode. Yeah. They were still on their, doing the stance out there.
Because I think Decorville got done, what was it, a week before Thanksgiving for football?
Yeah.
And their first basketball game was December 2nd. So they didn't have a week and a half to prepare for that game.
Not much time to practice and all that.
No.
However, during a three-win streak, including Kingston in the regular season on the 21st, 59-47, had a win in the district semifinals over North Huron, 64-41, and they defeated Upley. The upset, I think, was a huge upset for the district championship last week, 78-56 on Friday night.
Yeah, that's a huge win. And score almost 80 points in that game. It's just unreal.
15 seconds left in this game, 47-46. Parkway Christian has possession. They're down by one, 10 seconds. Left side up for two. Blocked by Jesse Christian. It'll be a foul on Parkway Christian as Tennessee got the rebound. 4 seconds to go, and they lead by 1 point. And that will give five fouls to Parkway Christian on that last play, and automatically sends.
Call a timeout. They got a timeout called before the foul.
Oh, okay.
So there's 4 seconds left on the clock.
So there is five fouls, however.
Yes. So they will be able to foul them here, but you only have 4 seconds. So
the winner of this game will take on the winner of our game coming up on WBGV 92.5 FM. We're also streaming online. We're going to get some updates also. Early game of question we had, we're curious about, was the Millington game. And they were down at one point earlier. And we're going to take a look at Let's Talk Sports. That game on Let's Talk Sports, Scott Bowlesby covering that game. So we'll get some scoring updates as they come through from other folks as well. I know the Humber Beach Pirates are playing against Brown City, who we covered last week. They got a district championship win. What an exciting game there. Came down to the last shot. It was missed by Sandusky. Brown City wins 44-41 in that one. We had a great time there at KPEC High School.
Yeah, there was a lot of great basketball played in this last week and a half of high school basketball all together in the thumb here.
Now, I know that Athletic Director Koronecko said he doesn't want to do it, but he has to clear the gym out because he thinks it's going to get really packed here in the second game. 4 seconds to go. Actually, that was not a foul. It was a timeout, like you said, called before the foul was committed. And Genesee Christian Soldiers will throw it in from the far side. Full court pressure here by Parkway Christian. 4 seconds to go here. 47-46. Genesee Christian has the ball and knocked out of bounds until 3.1 second to go. I don't know if the clock should have ran until somebody actually touched it.
Just barely, barely a little bit of time came off there.
Inbounds. And we'll have another timeout. This is the longest 4 seconds.
Yes.
So, congrats to Brown City. That was what we found out, that we're holding up their fingers two in a row, right?
Yeah, that was back-to-back district championships for Brown City. And it was Coach Hatton who said that's three banners in a row that he got to hang in that gym because he had a league title and then back-to-back district titles. So he's got something in each of the last 3 years.
So we haven't gone a commercial break because usually we do pretty much in the introduction, but we're waiting until this game is over because it's 47-46 between Genesee Christian and Sterling Heights Parkway Christian. So coming out of timeout, 3.1 seconds to go, and Genesee Christian will throw it in again. Parkway Christian, man-to-man defense on the inbounds pass for the Soldiers. And they'll get it inbounds and knocked out of bounds again by Parkway Christian. 2.3 seconds to go now.
And this is helping Genesee because every time that ball gets tipped, a couple seconds or a couple tenths come off the clock.
Inbounds pass knocked away, and that will end the game. Parkway Christian tried to get the timeout called as the team sliding in. They wanted the timeout. Coach is wondering about it. And the officials are saying no, but I did see the timeout. You know,
I just don't
there.
Think he had enough possession there to give him the timeout.
So 47-46. It'll be the Genesee Christian Soldiers. What a comeback by Parkway Christian. Upsetting for some of the players to action in that great run they had against Genesee Christian. And it'll be Genesee Christian taking on the winner of Dakerville and Kingston. Our next game coming your way here on 92.5 WBGB. We'll be right back with more of our pregame show. We're streaming online at sandlakebroadcasting.com. Click the Listen Live link. I'm Eddie Fury. That's Jeremy Burgess. Mike Gallagher will be here from the Sand Lake County News, taking pictures, covering the game for a full report. I saw that, I do believe Tom Green is here from the Huron Daily Tribune, and Jason Parmentier from Quad and Pro is here as well. We'll be right back here on WBGV 92.5.
Tired of dealing with outdated devices? Make 2025 the year you upgrade to a better experience with the AVS Tech Team. It's time to refresh your tech and step into the future. Right now, when you buy a new PC from the AVS Tech Team, you get to choose your reward. Take 15% off the computer's price, or get a free on-site support visit to use in the future, or enjoy one free hour of labor for future tech needs. The choice is yours. Looking for something truly unique? Build your perfect match with a custom-built computer and take 20% off your purchase. And don't forget about your network. With our New Year New Network promo, you'll save 15% on select network equipment when you let the tech team handle the installation. Visit one of the AVS Tech Team's convenient locations in Pigeon or Sandusky, or call 888-282-4943 for more details. But hurry, these offers are only good through March 31st, 2025, so don't miss out. Terms and conditions apply. Let the AVS Tech Team refresh your tech today.
I'm Mike Lewiski, Director of Radiology and Thumb MRI for Aspire Rural Health. Thumb MRI, it's a joint venture between Aspire and Sure Healthcare.
There's a lot of differences in what they call fixed MRIs versus mobile MRIs.
A fixed unit means that it's stationary, it's not traveling up and down Michigan's bumpy roads. We are able to produce a more quality image. Those mobile units are in a semi-trailer. Space is very limited. If I'm a patient that's claustrophobic, I want to go to a fixed unit where it's in a larger room. You get to listen to music, it kind of distracts you from the actual test. Thumb MRI is the only fixed unit in the thumb.
When people talk about a wide board floor MRI. What are they talking about?
The opening to the actual MRI unit where the table slides in and out. The large bore MRI is only at thumb MRI. Thumb MRI is doing breast MR. We also do enterography studies, which is like your abdomen pelvis contrast. We also do prostate MRIs for urologists. Typically, the mobile units don't do prostate or breast MR.
How is it an advantage to come over to the thumb and get that MRI?
Patients have the option to go wherever they want to for testing. We are offering next day appointments. We just need your order, your prior authorization. We'll get you scheduled. Our hours of operation are Monday through Friday, 5 a.m. until 11:30 p.m. You can call 989-912-6634 or visit us at thumbmri.org. Thumb MRI is located on the main campus of Hillsdale's Healthcare in Cass City, right in the heart of the thumb.
Aspire Real Health System. Aspire for a healthier future.
Welcome back to WBGV 92.5 FM. Genesee Christian wins over Sterling Heights Parkway Christian 47-46. They'll take on the winner of Deckerville and the Kingston Cardinals. We started talking about the Deckerville Eagles on a hot streak, three straight wins. The end of the regular season against the Kingston Cardinals, 59-47, prevented Kingston
here in this gym as well.
Prevented Kingston from having their undefeated in-conference undefeated season. Now, overall for Kingston, 16-6. We'll take a look at those six losses. Includes that one loss to Deckerville. They were 9-1 in conference play. They are the Big Thumb Conference Blue Division champions. Deckerville 5-5 in conference play. Dryden was in second place at 7-3. All Saints was tied at 5-5. Peck at 4-6. And Mayville 0-10. And coincidentally, Deckerville lost to Dryden and Peck before that three-game win streak. That including the regular season, the Hamlin Kingston's first loss in conference play, 59-47. They win the district semifinal, 64-41. And again, that we talked about, I believe, is an upset win over Ubley, 78-56.
Yeah.
I do believe it was Ubley that was only 12% shooting from the three-point range.
And that's going to be a tough to beat anybody when you're only shooting 12% from the three-point line.
So this is the third game. The first game against Kingston for Deckerville, they lost 69-39 way back in January 22nd. But after that, they had three straight wins over KPEC, All Saints, and Akron Fargo. They did take on Round City. That was a loss, but they hung in there.
Yeah, it was only a two-point game on the road, so the road doesn't seem to affect this Deckerville team.
I think they relish it.
Yes.
They can win on the road. Sometimes they can't win at home. So 54-56 loss of Round City. They did have some pretty tough competition during the season. I'll give Deckerville credit for that. They had North Ranch on the schedule. They had Reese on the schedule. They had Cass City. Three straight losses for the boys team, but then won on a four-game, five-game win streak over Caseville. Sandusky, which I think is a good win, early January, 53-46. Then in conference play over Mayville and Peck. They split through the regular season with Peck in conference play there. They win over North Huron as well. But then they kind of stumbled there, four straight losses.
You get the January blues in late January.
Lost to Dryden. Harbor Beach, well, yeah.
Yeah.
That's understandable. 31-76 loss. And then, like I said, in the first meeting against Kingston. Then two games over Caseville, North Huron. And then the curious overtime loss to Peck. But, you know, Peck is always a good team,
yeah.
I'd say. That's a great coach over there. 65-66 in overtime loss for Deckerville. And they also lost to Dryden twice in the regular season. But then, like I said, in the regular season, they get the win over Kingston, 59-47. Semifinal of the districts over North Huron, 64-41. And, of course, what we were all just chattering about Friday night, the win over Ubley for Deckerville, 78-56 to win a district championship. Now, you don't have a great season. You finish at 14-10 overall. But like Brown City or some of the teams that didn't win your league title, having that district title has got to feel great.
Yeah, you get to win a district championship, end somebody else's season, and you get to play a couple more days.
You have any notes you want to throw out at me that you wanted to mention?
No, not as of right now.
All right. We'll talk about Kingston's win-loss record as well. And we'll talk about point totals, about who these top players are going to be for each team here. When we come back here on WBGV 92.5, pregame show, it's Deckerville at Kingston, Regional 32 semifinal. We'll be right back.
All across the Thumb and Blue Water area, there's one propane supplier that's ready to serve you. It's Kohler Propane, with locations in Brown City, Memphis, and Bad Axe. Kohler Propane, where they strive to keep your fuel bill down and provide you with the best possible service. They guarantee their propane prices for one full year. There's free tank inspection and free safety inspection, plus keep full and budget plans are available. If you are not a current Kohler customer, now's the time to make the switch and call Kohler's. Whether it's propane for your home's heating system or for your farm or business, they're ready to serve you. Remember, Kohler's covers the entire Thumb and Blue Water area. For information, call toll-free 800-572-2191. That's 800-572-2191. Or visit getkohlers.com. Remember, nobody gives you gas like Kohler's.
Farmers, right now, you're not in the field. It's the perfect time to take advantage of Tri-County Equipment's off-season service and inspection program. This program includes inspections for square and round balers, combines, utility tractors, row crop tractors, and four-wheel drive tractors. The John Deere specialists at Tri-County Equipment will come right to your farm and do on-site inspections. Call or stop in at your nearest Tri-County Equipment location for complete information. Tri-County Equipment, your locally owned John Deere dealer, with 11 locations serving Michigan farmers in Sandusky, Marlette, Bad Axe, Carroll, Burton, Lapeer, Fenton, Reese, Saginaw, Birch Run, and Auburn Hills. Visit them on the website at tricountyequipment.net and like them on Facebook.
Tri-County Equipment, we got it all.
Question: where do you go to find a complete selection of refrigerators, freezers, washers, and dryers by brand names like Maytag and Frigidaire? It's Barton's Hardware in downtown Kingston. And yes, they deliver and set up your appliances, because at Barton's Hardware, service is their middle name, and you always get top quality and the best price. Barton's also has your hunting and fishing licenses, plus guns, ammo, and bows and arrows. Barton's Hardware, in the heart of Kingston, the hometown store that has it all.
Wayne's Auto and Tire Service in Denkerville is your one-stop service center for all of your automotive repairs. They'll keep you running smoothly with engine tune-ups, oil and lube jobs, exhaust work, and tires. They also do brakes, shocks, and struts, and computer balancing for an extra smooth ride. There's a full line of Cooper tires and many other top brands. For auto and tire service from someone you know and trust, visit Wayne's Auto and Tire in Deckerville or call 810-376-8244.
This is Wayne at Wayne's Auto and Tire Service in Deckerville. Stop by and see Jamie, Brian, and I for all your automotive needs. We wish the Deckerville Eagles the best of luck in the game.
Welcome back to WBGV 92.5 FM. Talked about the win-loss record for the Deckerville Eagles. Let's go through the Kingston Cardinals. Congratulations to them. League champions of the Big Thumb Conference Blue Division. 9-1 in conference play, 16-6 overall. What stands out is their schedule as well.
Yes. They go on the road. They're not afraid to play anybody. They went 16-6 to start for the year. They went and won four straight to start the game. Carsonville, Bay City All Saints, Akron Fairgrove, and at Cass City. And then they lose to an Auburn Hills Oakland Christian 70-79 in early January. And then they rattle off four more in a row against Bay City, Mayville, Dryden, and Peck.
Those very important league games to win,
yes,
too.
And then they played Richmond. Yeah. They got Richmond to come here and play them, and they played them to a tough 58-67 loss. Then they played Deckerville, which they got a 69-39 win. Then they played Harbor Beach, 40-68. So that is probably a tough.
So both teams common opponents already.
Yes.
And I don't care if Harbor Beach is on your schedule and you lose, that's still a good on your resume.
Yes, yes, that is a good loss, if you would say. And then they played Ubley. They beat them 48-47.
Another common opponent there. They get to win in regular season. Deckerville does it in the district championship.
Yes. Then they had two losses there against a tough Sandusky team. They lost to them 53-57.
A team that Deckerville beat, I believe.
Yes.
So, yeah. That was at Little Caesars Arena.
At Little Caesars Arena. So
you were at that game?
No, I was at the Pistons game the night before.
Okay.
And then they go on the road and play at Yale.
Wow.
A 48-60 loss, but that is another team that win or lose, that gains valuable experience when you play a Yale team.
Yeah, and Yale is playing right now on Thumbtoker Sports, thumbtoker.com, Mixler Channel 2. You can find a link on our Facebook page, Yale against St. Clair in their regional semifinal at Yale High School. Jonathan Bisher's doing that game.
And then you got, then they rattle off four more wins in a row against Kindy, North Huron, Dryden, Mayville, and Peck. Win the league games, win the games you're supposed to. And then they lost that one at the end of the year to Deckerville.
And because you win enough league games, Deckerville has enough league losses. Yeah, you don't like, you want to go undefeated, you know, in conference at least, near the end of the season, final regular season game of the year, but you can't sleep at any moment when it comes to late season basketball at this point.
Yes, and then they win in the district semifinal game against Mayville, 56-24, and they beat Marlette in the district final, 38-34.
That was a comeback win for Kingston.
I know Kingston was down.
Of that game. So congrats to Kingston winning that district championship, but they have been, from what I understand, late in the game shooting woes against some teams here late in the season.
Yeah, it's almost like they go cold and spurt in long spurts, and that just comes back to haunt them.
We'll come back and talk about who are your top shooters for both these teams. Coming up here on WBGV 92.5 FM, that's Jeremy Burgess. I'm Eddie Fury. We'll be right back with a pregame show to talk about who the top players from both teams are as we get ready for Region 32 semifinal game, the Deckerville Eagles against the Kingston Cardinals. We'll be right back.
Since 1895, we've taken great pride in our community support. This support is evident with the spirit shared with our area schools and sports teams. This is Steve Blaschel from Thumb Bank & Trust, Deckerville office. It takes hard work and dedication to make a team successful. At Thumb Bank & Trust, we have a team of financial experts working for your success. Whether it's financing your farm or business operation, helping you buy your first home or remodeling the one you're in, or securing a personal loan for the vehicle or vacation you've been dreaming about, Thumb Bank & Trust has the winning team to make it happen. Did I mention that we offer secure checking, online banking, mobile banking, bill pay, and more? We invite you to stop in or call one of our offices to see what a local community bank with a winning team can do for you. We're Thumb Bank and Trust, community strong since 1895. Stop by one of our conveniently located branches today.
Loans are subject to credit approval. Member FDIC, an equal opportunity lender.
Smile and say cheeseburger. And for an extra big smile, say DQ Grill and Chill Cheeseburger. The DQ Grill and Chill in Sandusky is featuring two single cheeseburgers for only $5 or two double cheeseburgers for $7. Of course, you can add soft drink and dessert for a complete meal. Whatever the occasion, a DQ cake makes it go better. Call 810-648-3301. Order yours today from the DQ Grill and Chill on M46 in Sandusky. Open early for breakfast, staying open till 10 Sunday to Thursday, Friday and Saturday to 11 p.m.
DQ. Happy, tastes good.
Thumb Cellular is kicking off 2025 with a deal you're not going to want to miss. Free phones are here. That's right. Select smartphones are absolutely free with a new line activation or upgrade on an unlimited plan. And that's not all. Every phone is discounted at Thumb Cellular. Thinking of trading in your old phone and upgrading to a new one? Now's the time. Right now at Thumb Cellular, we're offering double trade-in values when you purchase a new smartphone. Plus, keep your phone screen safe throughout 2025 with a new screen protector from Thumb Cellular. Everyone gets half off all screen protectors, and they come with a lifetime warranty. But hurry, these deals won't last forever. Visit your local Thumb Cellular office in Bad Axe, Caro, Pigeon, or Sandusky for details. Terms and conditions apply. Offers valid through March 31st, 2025. Stop in today and make 2025 the year you stay connected with Thumb Cellular, the talk of the thumb.
Can't wait to communicate with you on the talk of the thumb. Thumb Cellular.
When it comes to your health, convenience and quality matter. At McKenzie Health System, our outpatient department provides lab testing and diagnostic imaging services, all close to home. Hi, I'm Jessica Allen, Director of Laboratory Services at McKenzie Health System. Our team is here to provide fast, professional, and reliable care for you and your family. Need lab work? We offer in-house flu, COVID, and RSV testing with fast results when you need them most. We also provide routine lab work and drug screens, all backed by our gold standard accreditation. Our outpatient services team makes healthcare simple with easy check-in, insurance support, and scheduling assistance.
From MRIs and CT scans to 3D mammograms and ultrasounds, our diagnostic imaging department provides high-quality imaging with expert care. We're here for you with extended hours and a dedicated team. Call 810-648-6110 to schedule your appointment today. Mackenzie Health System, trusted care close to home.
Welcome back to WBGV 92.5 FM. The pregame show continues. The Kingston Cardinals, let's talk about them. Points per game, 55.3 points per game. Defensive rebounds per game, they get about 22. Offensive rebounds per game, 10.6. And total rebounds, 33.2 rebounds per game. Not bad.
No.
For that.
No.
Assists per game, about 15.8 points. Steals, 11.0. Blocks per game, about 5.2. Turnovers, though, look out, 14 per game. So that's what the Kingston Cardinals have. Let's take a look at what the Deckerville Eagles have for their stats.
Okay, the Deckerville Eagles average 55 points a game. The defensive rebounds, they rebound 20 rebounds a game, 10 on the offensive glass. And then they have about 30 total rebounds per game and about 10 assists per game. And then there's turnovers at about 15. Each team's going to have to limit their turnovers here in this game.
Almost similar.
Yes.
Almost similar stats here. Of course, it's all about what you can do on the floor shooting-wise. Let's talk about the Deckerville Eagles, who your top shooter are.
Okay, the top point per game scorer for the Deckerville Eagles is Logan Martin at 16.7 points per game.
Man.
And then you've got senior Hunter Garza also in double figures at 12.8.
That's per game, and that's 24 and 23 games as well.
Yes, and if you can get, 28 points per game out of your top two players, you're going to be tough to beat.
Ian Flanagan contributing also.
Yes, and he's the one that can go off. He's scored numerous different ways through the year, and he's got just under 8 points a game.
Logan Shanks also contributing for at least 4 points per game also, stat-wise. Shooting-wise, I think, total points, we'll look at that in total point-wise and what they have.
Okay, so total points on the year, Logan Martin with 401. Hunter Garza with 295, and Ian Flanagan with 185.
Okay, not bad. I'll take that.
Yeah.
So not bad on that department so far. You have at least 3 to 4 shooters on the floor. If one's going to be double-teamed, which I would say Logan Martin, unless they go man-to-man here, or if they go zone, that's when you can try to double-team.
Yes. And a key for Deckerville to win this game is to have 3 scorers in double figures tonight.
So 3-pointers, though, also important for both these teams.
Yeah, so the 3-pointers for the Deckerville Eagles, Logan Martin with 52 makes on the year, Hunter Garza with 21. So those two are your top shooters from outside the arc. And they are shooting them at just over 30% on the year. In high school, that is right about average.
Is it?
Yeah.
Okay. So not bad then.
No.
All right. All right, let's take a look at the Kingston Cardinals for shooting-wise for the player stats for the Kingston Cardinals. And we will start off, see if I can get this set up right. Total point-wise for the Kingston Cardinals.
Okay, so DeRosa has 407 points on the year. Harrington has 197. Cummings has 182.
That's Nick Cummings.
And Corliss has 173. And then you have James with 159.
That'd be Colin Corliss, Nick Cummings, and Peyton Harrington, and Austin DeRosa, who is a 1,000-point shooter here for the Kingston Cardinals so far in his career. I do believe he is a senior. So
yes, he is.
In fact, this school has, in high school girls basketball, Molly Walker, who's still... Yeah. Has another year, I do believe, is a 1,000-point shooter, and they have their senior here, 1,000-point shooter.
It is pretty impressive to have a guy and a girl, both 1,000-point scorers in the same year.
All right, so that's what we have stat-wise, and we're going to take a look at more shooting-wise here. 3-pointers is going to be important for this game for both these teams.
Yeah, so you have Peyton Harrington coming in, leading the Kingston Cardinals with 35 made three-pointers on the year. And then Tanner James comes in second with 25 made three-pointers on the year. And they are shooting right around that 30% mark on the year.
All right. That is the shooting for the Kingston Cardinals. And what they've done so far, points per game also on average. Austin DeRosa about 18.5 points. Peyton Harrington at 9 points. 8.7 for Nick Cummings. Colin Corliss has 7.9 points. When we come back, we'll get Jeremy Burgess, what he thinks, how many points needed for the first team to make is going to be the one to win this game. We'll find out here. He has been right on the district championship game between Brown City and Sandusky. We'll see what his point total, the first team to get to, will need to win this game. We'll be right back.
Kick those winter blues with a powerful connection from AVS Broadband. Being stuck indoors no longer means feeling bored and alone. With AVS Broadband as your internet provider, you get greater capability for all you do online. Whether you're video chatting, gaming, working, streaming, or learning, AVS Broadband offers flexibility with plans tailored to every lifestyle. Why compromise when you can have it all? Backed by the added convenience of local, friendly customer support. If you're currently a Thumb Cellular customer, sign up for AVS Broadband and save 5% on both with our partner services discount. Now's the time to stay connected with greater capability, more flexibility, and the convenience of local support. Choose AVS Broadband. See what plans are available to you at avsbroadband.com/internet or by calling our sales team at 888-282-4932. Terms and conditions apply.
Anthem.
Expect it to be very loud here tonight. We'll try not to overmodulate. That is our national anthem. Keys to the game.
The keys for tonight's game is the first team to 48 points tonight is going to win the game.
First team to 48 points.
Yes.
All right.
And then Deckerville has to slow down the tempo because Kingston is going to want to push the ball up and down the court. Deckerville is going to have to control which they want to play at, what tempo they want to play at. And then the winning team tonight is going to have three players in double figures. And you're going to have, Kingston is going to have to control the offensive boards, get them second chance points.
Okay, those are the Jeremy Burgess keys to the game. The first one to 48 points, he says. First team to 48 points wins the game. When we come back, we'll have your starting lineup real quick here on WBGV 92.5.
All across the Thumb and Blue Water area, there's one propane supplier that's ready to serve you. It's Kohler Propane, with locations in Brown City, Memphis, and Bad Axe. Kohler Propane, where they strive to keep your fuel bill down and provide you with the best possible service. They guarantee their propane prices for one full year. There's free tank inspection and free safety inspection, plus keep full and budget plans are available. If you are not a current Kohler customer, now's the time to make the switch and call Kohler's. Whether it's propane for your home's heating system or for your farm or business, They're ready to serve you. Remember, Kohler's covers the entire Thumb and Blue Water area. For information, call toll-free 800-572-2191. That's 800-572-2191. Or visit getkohlers.com. Remember, nobody gives you gas like Kohler's.
Welcome back here on WBGB. Here is Jeremy Burgess with your starting lineup.
Okay, starting for the Kingston Cardinals, a junior, number 0, Peyton Harrington. A senior, number 2, Austin DeRosa. A junior, number 3, Nicholas Cummings. A junior, number 10, Tanner James. And a junior, number 22, Colin Corliss. And for the Deckerville Eagles, a senior, number 3, Logan Martin. A junior, number 11, Ian Flanagan. A junior, number 14, Evan Benji. A senior, number 30, Preston Holman. And a senior, 32, Hunter Garza.
And jump ball has been made. It goes out of bounds on the jump ball. And it'll be possession for Deckerville. From the right sideline, they are moving from left to right on your radio dial and web stream at StanLakeBroadcasting.com. Into the back court, to number 14, Evan Benji. Pass over to number 11, left side, Ian Flanagan. Up top to number 30, Preston Holman. And Hunter Garza drives to the basket. Blocked by Austin DeRosa. It says, look out, I'm here. Austin DeRosa, probably the tallest player right now on the floor. DeRosa posting up, double team. Pitches out to the left corner. Back to DeRosa for 2. Good. White low block. 2-0. Kingston takes the first lead of the game at the 7.5 mark of the first quarter. Decker will whip it up top to Garza down the right lane. Called off. See if he took an extra step or it might be a foul.
A foul on number 10 for the Cardinals, Tanner James. His first, team's first.
Still Decker of a ball. Right side of the glass from the baseline. Inbounds pass for Ian Flanagan. Up top to Logan Martin for 3. In and out. Popped out. Loose ball. Who has it? Austin DeRosa pulls it down for Kingston. Swings it over to number 3. Nick Cummings over to the right corner for 2. Hits the rim, no good. Evan Benji hustles for the rebound for Deckerville. 2-on-1. Logan Martin, will he drive to the basket? No, stolen away by Austin DeRosa of the Cardinals.
His length right now is playing numbers on the Deckerville Eagles, offensively and defensively.
Averaging 15 steals a game, the Kingston Cardinals are. Over to number 10 to the top of the point, Tanner James back to Cummings to DeRosa, right low block. Ball is knocked loose, pulling it down, Hunter Garza. After that ball was tipped away by Deckerville, and Garza pulls it down. Ian Flanagan driving to the basket, takes a one-handed jumper for 2, no good. Fighting for the rebound, picked up by Kingston. Nick Cummings goes to the right wing. Up top to number 0, Peyton Harrington.
Over to number 10 on the left side is James, inside to DeRosa. Back out to James. He shoots a wing jumper, no good. Rebound inside by Corliss. He goes up for the point, no good. Rebound off to number 30 for Deckerville, Preston Holman. And a wild pass out of bounds. Garza tries to get for it, but it is out of bounds to the Kingston Cardinals.
2-0 is your score in the first quarter. Kingston with the lead, 5:57 to go in the first quarter.
Cummings with the ball on top for the Cardinals. Pass back off to Harrington. Inside to DeRosa. Takes a power dribble up and no good. Gets his own rebound, sticks with it. No good. Rebound off to Corliss. He passes it back to Cummings. His shot is no good. Rebound by number 11, Ian Flanagan, inside for the Eagles. He clears it off to Hunter Garza, who walks it across the timeline for the Eagles. Garza looks to attack. He is fouled on the floor.
He's going down the right lane. And it looks like Kingston got a little too close for comfort there to commit the foul.
That will be on Tanner James of the Kingston Cardinals. His second, team second, already here in the first quarter.
It'll be the baseline inbounds pass, right side of the glass. In, left side for 2. No, Deckerville can't get the first points. Had a good look, and Kingston will pick up the rebound. James up top to number 0, Peyton Harrington. Back to Tanner James. back to Harrington, swinging around the perimeter in three-point range. DeRosso from the free throw line for two. Hits the back of the rim, no good. Rebounded by number 30, Preston Holman. For the Deckerville Eagles, Evan Benji at the point for Deckerville. 2-0, Kingston with a lead of 5 minutes to go here in the first quarter. Ian Flanagan up top to Logan Martin. To Hunter Garza, left corner in three-point range. Moves in, pulls back out. Holman to Flanagan to the right corner. Benji for three. Hits. Oh, boom. And Deckerville takes the first lead of the game. Evan Benji with a three-point shot. 4:45 mark.
The bank is open in Kingston tonight. Okay. Nicholas Cummings with the ball on top. Deckerville falls back into a 2-3 zone. Over to Harrington. Into the corner to Corliss. Back up top to Cummings. He takes it in. Pass it back out to number 10, James. His three-pointer is no good, and we have a tie ball inside. Possession arrow stays with the Cardinals with 4:22 left in the first quarter. Deckerville on top, 3-2.
This place is packed. The whole bleachers are full here. People are even standing for this game here. Looks like he was knocked out of bounds by Deckerville.
Yes. It will be Kingston ball here on the sideline. Kingston inbounds it to Cummings. Cummings over to James. James in the corner to Corliss. Back up top to Cummings. Back in the corner. Cummings over to Harrington. Harrington drives up 4-2 and good.
Takes back the lead. It's 4-3. Cummings with that shot. Very patient, or maybe it was Harrington, I believe.
Yes.
Making that shot. Very patient. It looked like they slowed it down a little bit to set that play up, too.
And very good ball movement from side to side on that play for the Kingston Cardinals.
They take back the lead, 4-3. 3:39 to go. Deckerville ball. Garza with it at the point. He'll move into the right lane. He's been to his favorite spot. Just goes right down the right lane there.
And we have a jump ball inside in the interior. The jump ball possession arrow will stay with the Deckerville Eagles.
Second jump ball in the first quarter. Inbounds pass for Deckerville. Flanagan in the Benji for three. Can he get a second one? Hits the rim. No good from the top of the point.
And it will be a foul on the Deckerville Eagles. Number 30, Preston Holman. His first, team first.
He was trying to fight for position, maybe for a putback shot.
Yes.
But he got a little too rough underneath the basket to fight for position. Now, Kingston winning a district championship and a regional championship last year. And they went to the quarterfinals and lost to Allen Park Inner City Baptist 46-58.
Good move up and good for Austin DeRosso.
Gets the hook shot, and they lead by a possession still 6-3. With about 3:10 to go and counting.
Benji with it up on top for the Eagles. Long three-point shot by Logan Martin. No good. Rebounded by the Cardinals. Cummings looked to push for the Cardinals. Up for two. No good by Corliss. Blocked by Holman. Garza takes the ball off on a fast break. Looks for Holman, but it goes out of bounds. Possession goes to Kingston Cardinals.
It came off Holman, but you know, it was a good look there by Hunter Garza. He has been going down the right lane, but that time he drew two defenders and it had somebody open in three-point range.
Just a little bit too much heat on that one.
So Kingston ball. Nick Cummings over to DeRosso for a jump shot left. Elbow. He gets his put back for two. Second chance points. It's 8-3. DeRosso with back-to-back points here for the Kingston Cardinals. Elite 8-3.
Martin with the ball on top for the Cardinals over to Flanagan. Flanagan over to Holman. Back to Martin on top. Martin takes a three from the top of the key. No good. Rebound inside. Off of Kingston. Deckerville will have possession under the basket. With 2:01 left in the first quarter, the score, Kingston 8, Deckerville 3.
Kingston beat Marlette for the district championship last year. They did it this year as well. And they beat Ubley in the regional semifinal and beat Auburn Hills Oakland Christian for the regional championship.
Good give and go there from Logan Martin to Holman. Back to Martin, 4-2.
8-5, down to a one-possession lead here for Kingston.
Peyton Harrington for three for the Cardinals. No good. Rebound Cummings. He puts it back up. And good.
Second chance points are working out for Kingston. They've had a lot of offensive rebounds, at least two every position. Or every possession so far.
They've got six of their 10 points on second chance opportunities already in this first quarter.
10-5 to score. Kingston with the lead by 5. 10-5. Ian Flanagan with it. Over to Evan Benji at the top of the point. Hands it off to Logan Martin for three for the left wing. No good. Hits the top of the backboard and rebounded by Kingston.
Cummings looked to push for the Cardinals. Back to Cummings for a three. Up and no good. Inside rebound by DeRozo. And he has called for a travel.
That was from the left low block. He was trying to get the put back.
Yes.
He thought he might have been bumped there foul-wise, but.
And the big thing right now is Deckerville's playing a zone, but they haven't been able to get a body on the Kingston Cardinals to keep them off the boards for second chance opportunities.
10-5 is your score. Finally seeing some substitutions here on the floor for some of the teams here. Looks like Kingston got some substitutions as well as Deckerville. Under a minute to go, it's 10-5. Kingston with a 5-point lead against Deckerville in the first quarter. Evan Benji with it. Blocked and taken away. That pass was looking for Ian Flanagan. Fast break. Can they get it? Cummings up for two. Nick Cummings for two. Largest lead of the game is 12-5.
Hunter Garza with it on the left side. He looks to take it inside. And he is fouled on his way to the basket. The foul is on number three, Nicholas Cummings for the Cardinals. His first, team third.
Last year, Dale Stoliker was the head coach. This year, Steve Gobie's the coach. And able to accomplish something from last year to win a district championship
yes.
This year. They lost to Ubley last year, so they got revenge. They lost 50-75 last year. This year, they get the win. Here we go, down to 20 seconds left in the first quarter. 12-5, Deckerville with possession to Holman, to Benji, back to Holman. Holman underneath looking for Flanagan. Was it tipped away? Oh. It'll be Kingston ball.
Kingston has the ball with 12.9 seconds left. Nicholas Cummings walks the ball across the timeline for the Cardinals.
Could be the last second shot here.
Peyton Harrington. Oh, the pass is intercepted by Garza. Garza takes it up and scores as the time expires here in the first quarter, making the score. Kingston 12, Deckerville 7.
What a steal, what a hustle play by Garza. Looking at that clock, timing it just right to get that last second shot. 12-7, a major steal there to get back within 5 of this game. It's 12-7 at the end of the first. Kingston with the lead. We'll be right back.
Best wishes to the area teams and tournament competition from McDonald's of Sandusky and Croswell. Stop at McDonald's and enjoy a Shamrock Shake and a delicious fish sandwich. Order in the app and pick up at curbside for quick, convenient service. Or have your order delivered to you with DoorDash. McDonald's of Sandusky and Croswell. Proud to be one of this area's largest employers of Sanilac County high school students. Locally owned and operated for over 45 years.
At McDonald's. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Question. Where do you go to find a complete selection of refrigerators, freezers, washers, and dryers by brand names like Maytag and Frigidaire? It's Barden's Hardware in downtown Kingston. And yes, they deliver and set up your appliances because at Barden's Hardware, service is their middle name, and you always get top quality and the best price. Barden's also has your hunting and fishing licenses, plus guns, ammo, and bows and arrows. Barden's Hardware in the heart of Kingston, the hometown store that has it all.
Nicholas Cummings with the ball for the Cardinals in the corner to James. His 3-point is no good. Rebound inside DeRozo. He passes it off to number 22, Corliss. The shot is no good. Rebounded by number 4, Solowitz for the Eagles. He looks to push the ball up and good for the alley-oop layup for Hunter Garza from Solowitz.
He ended it. The first quarter with a steal and the 2 points, and he gets another, making it 12-9.
Loose ball on the floor picked up by number 3, Cummings, for the Cardinals. Inside to DeRozo. And his shot is up and no good, but he will go to the free throw line, shooting 2. The foul is on 3, Logan Martin for the Eagles. That will send DeRozo to the line for 2.
Free throws are going to be critical in this game right now just by the judge of this.
DeRozo's first free throw is up and good. Makes the score 13-9. Check that foul. That was on number 30, Preston Holman, his second. And that is big inside. They need to put a body on this DeRozo, and Holman was able to do that. We'll see who comes up for the Eagles now. DeRozo's second shot is up and good, making the score 14-9 with 7:10 left in the first quarter, or second quarter.
Brandon Salowitz in the game here. Gives it Logan Martin from Garza. Goes for a long shot. Looked like a 3, but it was a 2 from the top of the point. Rebounded by Kingston. And Kingston ball. Peyton Harrington over to Cummings to DeRozo. To number 22, Colin Corliss. This is a shot. He gets a ball back. Ripped it out of the hands of number 12, Logan Shanks. Says, give me that ball back. And makes it for 2, 16-9.
Got a foul on the floor. The foul is on number 3 for the Cardinals, Nicholas Cummings, his second, team first here.
Largest lead of the game. Once again, it's 7 points, 16-9. Your score, Kingston with the lead. Knocked out I thought it was going to be knocked out of bounds.
Steal by Tanner James for the Cardinals. The shot in the corner by number 22, Corliss, up and no good. Rebound by number 3, Logan Martin, cleared off to Garza. Garza walks the ball across the timeline. For the Eagles here.
6:20 to go. Hunter Garza turning his head back, getting the instructions from Coach Gobi. Over to Logan Martin on the left wing. Garza still with the dribble in 3-point range to the left side. Goes to the point. Goes in down the right lane, but pitches it out to number 4, Brandon Salowitz at the high post. Salowitz is there. Pivots around. Dishes it off to Ian Flanagan for a 3-point shot left wing. No good by Ian Flanagan and rebounded by Kingston.
Rebound off to number 0, Peyton Harrington. He walks it across the timeline. Across to James in the corner to Corliss. Back to James. Back to Harrington on top. Across to Cummings on the right wing.
Decker has got 3 on top on defense and 2 below. So it's 3-2 defense.
Corliss looks to drive on the baseline. Up and no good. Rebound Salowitz. And he is fouled by number 22, Colin Corliss.
And I think he also slipped, but he also picked up the foul.
That is his first, team second.
The officials are looking at a correction, possibly. 5:34 to go in the first half. 16-9 is the score. Kingston with the lead against Deckerville. The winner will take on Genesee Christian on Thursday night. If Deckerville wins, we'll be back here. If not, we'll be sitting at home or maybe going to a game somewhere and watch as a fan.
Salowitz drives right side, up and no good. Rebound inside. Salowitz comes away with the ball. Over to number 12, Shanks. It is taken away by Cummings. Cummings walks it up across the timeline for the Cardinals.
Salowitz had a pretty decent bounce pass, but it was around a defender, so that is going to be off the mark and not too close to number 12, to Logan Shanks, to receive that. So pretty tough, but Kingston takes possession.
Ooh, a foul on the Eagles inside is on number 4, Brandon Salowitz. That is his first, team second.
16-9 is your score.
Kingston, or Deckerville with that 3-2 zone here, not letting a lot of outside shots up, but not getting the rebounds inside. The ball up top to Peyton Harrington for the Cardinals, across to James. Back to Harrington. In the corner to Cummings. Cummings inside to DeRozo. He dribbles it back out to Van Ryan. Van Ryan shot up and no good. The official couldn't decide who it went off of, so he calls a jump ball there. Okay. Possession arrow goes to Deckerville.
No, you're an official. When was the last time you officiated a game?
2014.
So what would you do in that situation as an official?
And you've got to be 100% certain and sell your call.
Layup attempt there by Logan Martin from the right corner. Underhand layup attempt for Deckerville. Misses that. Kingston will get the rebound. 16-9 with the lead. And I think Kingston tripped on his own ball and went out of bounds, but apparently still Kingston ball. 4:21 to go here. Kingston with the lead in possession.
The ball inbounded to number 10, James. Back to Harrington in the corner. Up top to Cummings. Cummings spin move in the lane. Over to James. Up to Harrington. Back to Cummings. Number 10, James, for two-point shot on the wing. No good. Rebound inside. Fought for. Deckerville comes out of the pile with the ball.
Almost had a three-on-two situation, but King's able to slow it down. DeRosso actually up for the layup. Ian Flanagan, but rejected. Austin DeRosso right there. Was his tall frame. Slaps that shot away out of bounds. And Deckerville will throw it in for the baseline. Inbounds pass. Ian Flanagan. We'll have a foul before the ball can be thrown in.
The foul on Kingston number 4. Van Ryan. His first. Team third.
3:51 to go here in the first half. It's 16-9. Kingston with the lead. Turnaround jumper for two. On the inbounds pass to the right. Low block. Missed by Salowicz. Rebounded by Kingston for three. Corliss. Colin Corliss gets the three. The largest lead of the game now by 10 for Kingston. 3:35 to go in counting.
Logan Martin up for three. No good. Rebound inside by number 12. Logan Shanks. And he will be fouled on the floor by number 2, Austin DeRosso, for the Cardinals. That will be his first, team 4th.
Salowicz to throw it in from the left side of the glass from the baseline. Salowicz bounce pass into Logan Martin, up for two from the right, low block. He was bumped. And Kingston will come up with a rebound. 3:20 to go.
James in the corner with the ball back to Harrington. Harrington into Cummings to Van Ryan in the right corner. Back up top to Harrington.
Decker will switch to a 2-3 zone defense now. Earlier they had three up top.
James into DeRosso. And there is a foul on number 3, Logan Martin, for the Eagles.
He was looking for a reach in to try to slap that ball away, but he also touched arm on that as well.
His first, team 3rd. It'll be Kingston ball underneath their own basket here. Inbound pass to Cummings. Back up top to Van Ryan. Over to James. Number 3, Cummings, holds it on the top. Over to Van Ryan on the right wing. Into James in the corner.
Kingston taking some time. A lot of patience here. Trying to find an open look. Looking for Austin DeRosso. Is at the high post possibly?
Kingston is being very patient on offense here. The three-point shot up by Harrington is no good. Rebounded by number 11, Ian Flanagan.
Now he got front of that body. That is a foul there. Reached in front of him. Ended up touching body with the arm. As I do believe it was Peyton Harrington committing the foul.
Yes, and that will send number 3, Logan Martin, to the line, shooting two. For Deckerville.
Two and a half to go here. And is this the first free throws for Deckerville?
Yes, it is. Logan Martin with his first free throw attempt is up and good.
Much needed points right now.
That is only Deckerville's third point of this second quarter.
Ooh, that hurts. Two and a half to go here in the first half. 19-10, 9-point lead for Kingston.
Logan Martin's second free throw attempt is up and good for the Eagles. Makes the score 19-11. Just like that, Kingston pushes the ball back up the floor. 3-point in the corner by number 4. Van Ryan is no good. Logan Martin clears it for the Eagles. He walks it across the timeline to number 10, Charbowski. Inside to Flanagan. Flanagan looks to attack. His pass is batted out of bounds by Van Ryan. It will be Eagles ball right in front of the Kingston bench here.
Coach Derek Flicky for the Kingston Cardinals, high-fiving his player for the hustle play there, yes. Knocking it out of bounds. Inbounds pass to Charbowski from Solowitz, cross-court pass, nobody's there. Can he get there in time? And yes, picks it up and saves it. Martin driving to the basket for two, hits the shot, and draws the foul. Logan Martin.
The foul is on number two, Austin DeRozo. His second, team's fifth.
He's made two straight free throws. We'll see if he can convert his three-point play here with another free throw for Logan Martin. 1:58 to go. It's 19-13.
Martin's free throw is up and good. Makes the score 19-14 with a minute 55 left in the second quarter here. Peyton Harrington walks it across for the Cardinals. Up to Corliss. Harrington with it on the right side. Kingston is very patient on offense here, passing the ball around the perimeter, making that Deckerville defense work in this zone defense here.
I don't think either team's called a timeout in this game.
Three-point up by Peyton Harrington is good for the Kingston Cardinals.
22-14, 1.5 to go in counting with that three-point shot by Corliss.
Comes back. Logan Martin up for three and good.
Able to answer back, and Martin's on a run right now. He's got eight straight points.
Timeout, Kingston.
We were just talking about timeouts. First timeout called. Kingston leading 22-17. We'll be right back.
Tri-County Equipment, we got it all.
Farmers, right now, you're not in the field. It's the perfect time to take advantage of Tri-County Equipment's off-season service and inspection program. This program includes inspections for square and round balers, combines, utility tractors, row crop tractors, and four-wheel drive tractors. The John Deere specialists at Tri-County Equipment will come right to your farm and do on-site inspections. Call or stop in at your nearest Tri-County Equipment location for complete information. Tri-County Equipment, your locally owned John Deere dealer, with 11 locations serving Michigan farmers in Sandusky, Marlette, Bad Axe, Carroll, Burton, Lapeer, Fenton, Reese, Saginaw, Birch Run, and Auburn Hills. Visit them on the website at tricountyequipment.net and like them on Facebook.
Tri-County Equipment.
Coming out of the timeout, Corliss for three! Oh, it's good to come out of a timeout and just sink a three-point shot for Corliss. Back-to-back threes, 25-17. Three-point answer maybe by Scherbowski. He can't get it. Put back by Deckerville, no good. Cummings comes up with a rebound for Kingston. 25-17, 45 seconds to go in the first half. Corliss with a three-point shot from the right corner.
That is Harrington.
Oh, Harrington.
That was Harrington with the threes.
Peyton Harrington, okay. Did Corliss make the last one, or was it both Harrington?
It's all three of them have been Harrington here.
Okay.
Ball on the floor, brought out of there by Garza. Garza up to...
Somehow...
Logan Martin comes out of there with the two-point basket.
That ball went off the foot of Scherbowski, and he thought he lost it. Logan Martin there receive it and knocks it in him. Well, his own player can't foul him, so he made the two there, 25-19.
Logan Martin with the ball.
Logan Martin, by the way, on a 10-point run.
Yeah.
For Deckerville.
We've got 6/10 of a second here. Deckerville ball in front of the Kingston bench.
So it was Harrington who made those back-to-back threes.
Yes.
Earlier.
The inbounds pass is stolen away by number 10, Tanner James. And that is the end of the first half with the score. Kingston 25, Deckerville 19.
Your Nutrien Ag halftime report will be coming your way here on WBGV 92.5 FM. We'll be right back.
Thumb Cellular is kicking off 2025 with a deal you're not going to want to miss. Free phones are here. That's right. Select smartphones are absolutely free with a new line activation or upgrade on an unlimited plan. And that's not all. Every phone is discounted at Thumb Cellular. Thinking of trading in your old phone and upgrading to a new one? Now's the time. Right now at Thumb Cellular, We're offering double trade-in values when you purchase a new smartphone. Plus, keep your phone screen safe throughout 2025 with a new screen protector from Thumb Cellular. Everyone gets half off all screen protectors, and they come with a lifetime warranty. But hurry, these deals won't last forever. Visit your local Thumb Cellular office in Bad Axe, Caro, Pigeon, or Sandusky for details. Terms and conditions apply. Offers valid through March 31st, 2025. Stop in today and make 2025 the year you stay connected with Thumb Cellular, the talk of the Thumb.
Can't wait to communicate with you on the talk of the Thumb Cellular.
When it comes to your health, convenience and quality matter. At McKenzie Health System, our outpatient department provides lab testing and diagnostic imaging services, all close to home. Hi, I'm Jessica Allen, Director of Laboratory Services at McKenzie Health System. Our team is here to provide fast, professional, and reliable care for you and your family. Need lab work? We offer in-house flu, COVID, and RSV testing with fast results when you need them most. We also provide routine lab work and drug screens, all backed by our gold standard accreditation. Our outpatient services team makes healthcare simple with easy check-in, insurance support, and scheduling assistance. From MRIs and CT scans to 3D mammograms and ultrasounds, our diagnostic imaging department provides high-quality imaging with expert care. We're here for you with extended hours and a dedicated team. Call 810-648-6110 to schedule your appointment today. McKenzie Health System. Trusted care close to home.
Since 1895, we've taken great pride in our community support. This support is evident with the spirit shared with our area schools and sports teams. This is Steve Blaschel from Thumb Bank & Trust, Deckerville office. It takes hard work and dedication to make a team successful. At Thumb Bank & Trust, we have a team of financial experts working for your success. Whether it's financing your farm or business operation, helping you buy your first home or remodeling the one you're in, or securing a personal loan for the vehicle or vacation you've been dreaming about, Thumb Bank & Trust has the winning team to make it happen. Did I mention that we offer secure checking, online banking, mobile banking, bill pay, and more? We invite you to stop in or call one of our offices to see what a local community bank with a winning team can do for you. We're Thumb Bank & Trust, community strong since 1895. Stop by one of our conveniently located branches today.
Loans are subject to credit approval. Member FDIC, an equal opportunity lender.
Best wishes to the teams in today's game from Dennis McIntyre Insurance. It's no secret that health insurance is one of the biggest expenditures that you'll ever make. And it's also important that you get the right coverage. Dennis McIntyre specializes in health insurance, whether it's for an individual or group coverage. Dennis McIntyre is also certified to sell and assist you on the Affordable Healthcare Exchange. For information, call toll-free 877-648-6730. That's 877-648-6730. For Dennis McIntyre Insurance, serving the Thumb and Blue Water area. Welcome back. Halftime, it is the Kingston Cardinals with the lead against the Deckerville Eagles at the half of this Region 32 semifinal. Kingston leading 25-19. Here is your Nutrien Ag halftime report with Jeremy Burgess.
Okay, we will start off with the Kingston Cardinals. Leading them in scoring with 11 is Peyton Harrington. Austin DeRosa has 8. Nicholas Cummings with 4. And Colin Corliss with 2. So Kingston has 4 players in the scoring column to start the for the first half. And Kingston is 2 of 2 from the free throw line. And for the Deckerville Eagles, there's only 3 in the scoring column for them. Evan Benji with a 3-point attempt. Hunter Garza with 4. Logan Martin with 12. And Deckerville is 3 of 3 from the free throw line.
And Deckerville was on a 10-point run all by Logan Martin. He made 2 free throws. He made a 3-point play, made the 2-point shot and the free throw, and then followed it up with a 3-point shot for the Deckerville Eagles. They're down 25-19. It could be a little worse because they were having trouble at the 2.5 mark. It was 19-10.
Yeah, it got pretty stagnant there for the Deckerville Eagles, and they were able to senior Logan Martin's back and say, hey boys, let's go. We got this.
So the key to the game, you said it, Jeremy. You said the first one to what?
48 points.
Could take the win, the first one 48. We'll find out. Depends how close it is, though, in the game. But you're saying the one right now who gets the 48 first, you think is going to have the edge.
Yeah, and I think both teams were a little bit cold there in the first half shooting from outside. I think Deckerville's got to come out here, and they've got to hit a couple of these threes to loosen up that defense.
All right, and again, I want to correct myself. It was not Corliss who made those threes. It was Peyton Harrington, number zero, making those three-point shots. We'll be right back. 25-19, Kingston with the lead against the Decker Eagles, Region 32 semifinal in Division 4 of the MHSA playoffs. We'll be right back.
Wayne's Auto and Tire Service in Deckerville is your one-stop service center for all of your automotive repairs. They'll keep you running smoothly with engine tune-ups, oil and lube jobs, exhaust work, and tires. They also do brakes, shocks, and struts, and computer balancing for an extra smooth ride. There's a full line of Cooper tires and many other top brands. For auto and tire service from someone you know and trust, visit Wayne's Auto and Tire in Deckerville or call 810-376-8244.
This is Wayne at Wayne's Auto and Tire Service in Deckerville. Stop by and see Jamie, Brian, and I for all your automotive needs. We wish the Deckerville Eagles the best of luck in the game.
Tired of dealing with outdated devices? Make 2025 the year you upgrade to a better experience with the AVS Tech Team. It's time to refresh your tech and step into the future. Right now, when you buy a new PC from the AVS Tech Team, you get to choose your reward. Take 15% off the computer's price, or get a free on-site support visit to use in the future, or enjoy one free hour of labor for future tech needs. The choice is yours. Looking for something truly unique? Build your perfect match with a custom-built computer and take 20% off your purchase. And don't forget about your network. With our New Year New Network promo, you'll save 15% on select network equipment when you let the tech team handle the installation. Visit one of the AVS Tech Team's convenient locations in Pigeon or Sandusky, or call 888-282-4943 for more details. But hurry, these offers are only good through March 31st, 2025, so don't miss out. Terms and conditions apply. Let the AVS Tech Team refresh your tech today.
All across the Thumb and Blue Water area, there's one propane supplier that's ready to serve you. It's Kohler Propane, with locations in Brown City, Memphis, and Bad Axe. Kohler Propane, where they strive to keep your fuel bill down and provide you with the best possible service. They guarantee their propane prices for one full year. There's free tank inspection and free safety inspection, plus keep full and budget plans are available. If you are not a current Kohler customer, now's the time to make the switch and call Kohler's. Whether it's propane for your home's heating system or for your farm or business, they're ready to serve you. Remember, Kohler's covers the entire Thumb and Blue Water area. For information, call toll-free 800-572-2191. That's 800-572-2191. Or visit getkohlers.com. Remember, nobody gives you gas like Kohler's.
Welcome back here on WBGB. Getting ready here for second half. Scoring updates. Flint Elite Standard defeats Millington 65-61. Are you shocked or not?
Wow, that is definitely a shocker there.
Millington's Brad Coleman, great career there. Also, Hummer Beach is leading substantially when we last checked against Brown City. I don't know what I told you last
25 time. 25-10 at the end of the first.
All right, here at the half, Kingston leading 25-19 against the Decker Eagles. All right, keys for the second half for both these teams.
Deckerville's got to hit a couple three-point shots to loosen up that defense of the Kingston Cardinals. And Kingston has to continue to do what they've been doing, control the tempo.
All right, so we get ready here for second half action.
Kingston will come out second half with the ball. Cummings walks it across.
At the end of one, it is Yale leading St. Clair 12-9. St. Clair beat Yale earlier in the regular season.
Tanner James up for three, no good. He gets his own rebound, puts a mid-range jumper up, and good.
Right off the bat, that's how you want to start off to take and extend the lead 27-19 for Kingston.
Evan Benji with the ball back over to Logan Martin. Hunter Garza with it up top. Takes his dribble up. Passes it off to Logan Martin. Logan Martin looks to attack. Splits the defense. Lays it up and good.
12-point run here for Logan Martin.
Nicholas Cummings walks it across the timeline for the Cardinals. Over to Harrington. Harrington back to DeRozo. DeRozo looks to put a move on. Shot up from the mid paint. No good. Rebound Harrington. Back to DeRozo. He looks to attack. Up and no good. Rebound Garza inside with a big rebound.
And he banged right into DeRozo. Knocks him to the floor as well.
Garza looks to attack. Passes it off to Benji. Benji up for three from the wing. Up and good.
You can't give Benji all that space and a wide open look. He's going to take that three-point shot. And that gets Deckerville now with Vandy possession, 27-24. And Logan Martin finally ends his run there with Benji's three-point shot.
James's shot is no good. Rebound Holman. Oh, a bad pass. Picked off by number 22, Corliss. Takes it into number three. Nick Cummings takes it up and good and foul.
Fires up that Kingston Cardinal bench.
The foul is on number 30, Preston Holman. His third. That will send number three, Nicholas Cummings, to the line.
From the last game, 350 free throw attempts by Kingston. They have made 185 out of that.
The free throw up by Cummings is up and good. That is a huge foul on Preston Holman to pick up his third, only a minute and a half into this third quarter. He had to sit most of that second quarter because he picked up two real early in that first half.
Back to a two-possession lead for the Kingston Cardinals in the third quarter.
Benji walks it across the timeline, up to Shanks, back to Benji. Logan Martin with the ball, looks to attack. His shot is up, no good. Rebound inside by number 11, Ian Flanagan. His putback up and good.
I think that's one of Deckerville's rare putback shots that have been made in the game.
Keeping the pressure on Kingston here. Deckerville down 30-26. DeRozo inside in the lane. Oh. His turnaround jumper up and good.
Nice smooth shot in the middle left lane. A little bit of slight fadeaway, but a nice swish here with a short jumper.
Benji with the ball up top for the Eagles. Looking at Coach Gobi for the instructions here. He picks his dribble up. Looks to give it over. Taken away by James. His shot is up and good. And the foul.
He just threw it up. Not really looking at the rim. It went high in the air, bounced around the back rim, and bounced right through to get those 2 points to make it 34-26, looking for the three-point play by Tanner James.
That foul is on number 14, Evan Benji, his first, team second. That will send James to the line to complete the three-point play. His free throw is up and good. Makes the score Kingston 35, Deckerville 26. Just over 5 minutes left in the third quarter here from Kingston.
2 3-point plays here with your 2 point and free throw made by Kingston.
Shot up from the corner by number 12, Logan Shanks. No good. Rebound by Harrington. Harrington up to Cummings. Inside to Corliss. He looks to attack. The shot is no good, but he gets his own rebound and back up, but missed. Rebound by James. Cleared away by Logan Shanks there. For the Eagles.
There was only one Kingston player right there, the one who shot it, and there was four Deckerville players all over that paint. Nobody hustled for that rebound. They got to start hustling more for the ball.
A timeout on the floor. Deckerville calls a full timeout.
It's 35-26. Kingston with the lead. With 4:40 to go here in the third quarter.
But the deals inside are really hot. It's Winterfest at a Graff dealership near you.
Get a new Chevrolet Silverado for just $238 a month, a new Chevrolet Equinox for $290 a month, or drive off a new Chevrolet Trailblazer for just $370 a month. Some restrictions apply. See dealer for complete payment details.
The coldest time of the year is the hottest time to get your new car or truck during Winterfest at a Graff dealership near you.
Let's go inside.
I agree.
Welcome back here. 35-26. Timeout called by Kingston.
Deckerville called that timeout.
You know, at one point, really quick, at the 6:35 mark, it was 27-24 after that three-point shot to Benji. Then quickly, at the 5, 440 mark, it's 35-26.
Kingston has the ability to score on a dime quick like that, and that's why Deckerville's got to make sure they keep control of the tempo. Don't let Kingston just score at will.
And Kingston playing man-to-man defense so far in this quarter as well.
Deckerville here not attacking the ball and letting the Kingston Cardinals get in there and swipe away at the ball. Just like that, there's a steal on the play.
Wow.
A steal by Corliss. Shot up, no good. Rebound by DeRozo. His shot is up and no good. And a foul. On that will send DeRozo to the line for two.
I'm curious who's going to be on. Was it Logan Shanks? Or?
Number 32, Hunter Garza, with the foul. His third, team first. That will send DeRozo to the line for two.
4:29 to go. 35-26. Kingston with the lead. DeRozo with his first free throw attempt.
DeRozo's first free throw up and good.
Man, they are on the mark in free throws tonight.
His second attempt is... takes his time from the free throw line here.
How much time do you have?
Second one up and good. 10 seconds. Okay. From when you get the ball till you shoot, you get 10 seconds.
11-point lead now for Kingston Cardinals after the free throws made by DeRozo.
Picked off by DeRozo. He looks to attack all the way down the lane. His shot is up. No good. Rebound by Logan Shanks for the Eagles.
He had three defenders, but still shot. He had space to it for the attempt. He did hit the rim. Just didn't go in. Deckerville ball with 4 minutes to go here in the third quarter. It's 37-26. Look out for the steal. Fast break for two. Good. Number three, Nick Cummings. It's a run here at 39-26, Kingston. Decker of a ball, Evan Benji. To Logan Martin for three, top of the point. Around the rim, no good. Austin DeRozo will get the rebound for Kingston. They're up 39-26, 13-point lead.
Kingston has started this run here when Preston Holman went to the bench with his third foul. So Preston Holman, I don't know how much longer you can ride him on the bench with three fouls here late in this third quarter.
3:15 to go in the third.
Garza with the elbow jumper up and no good. Off of Kingston, it will be Deckerville ball.
3:10 to go here in the third, 39-26. The winner of this game will take on Genesee Christian on Thursday night here at Kingston High School. The host school and the team right now on the court leading Deckerville.
Solowitz with the ball for the Eagles. Inside to Garza. Garza's fouled on the elbow. It'll be Deckerville ball. Foul on number 10, Tanner James. His third, team first. But Deckerville was down 29-24 when Preston Holman went out with his third foul. And Kingston has just outscored him here since then.
Solowitz throws it inbounds up top to Jesse Kabosky. Number two, the Garza. Back to Solowitz. Solowitz left corner short for two. In and out of the rim. Pops out. Rebounded by Kingston. Fast break from Harrington over to Cummings. Cummings over to the right corner for three. Number four. Yes!
Van Ryan for three.
42-26. 2:40 to go.
Logan Martin, a drive down the lane. His shot is up. No good. Rebounded by DeRozo. Kingston Cardinals with it. Quick up the court to Cummings. Cummings back to Harrington. Harrington inside to DeRozo. His shot is up and good.
44-26. A huge run here by Kingston.
Timeout on the floor. Called by Deckerville. A 30-second timeout.
We'll be right back. 2:15 to go. 44-26. Kingston leading Deckerville.
Farmers, right now, you're not in the field. It's the perfect time to take advantage of Tri-County Equipment's off-season service and inspection program. This program includes inspections for square and round balers, combines, utility tractors, row crop tractors, and four-wheel drive tractors. The John Deere specialists at Tri-County Equipment will come right to your farm and do on-site inspections. Call or stop in at your nearest Tri-County Equipment location for complete information. Tri-County Equipment, your locally owned John Deere dealer, with 11 locations serving Michigan farmers in Sandusky, Marlette, Bad Axe, Carroll, Burton, Lapeer, Fenton, Reese, Saginaw, Birch Run, and Auburn Hills. Visit them on the website at tricountyequipment.net and like them on Facebook.
Coming out of the timeout, Decker will whip it. Kabashki over to Garza from the right corner. He'll go to the paint. High post. Boss taken away by Kingston with the steal. Oh, they couldn't get the fast break play. And a little bit of a triangle setup there. Decker will also pull back on defense. With at least two players. 1:54 to go. Right now it's an 18-point lead for Kingston, 44-26 in the third quarter. Kabashki with it. Swings it over to Flanagan for a short jumper for two. Air balls that one and rebounded by Tanner James.
James with it. Takes it all the way inside. Oh. A great Euro step, but he misses the layup. Rebound by Van Ryan. His shot is no good. Save to a number three, Logan Martin with it. Tipped out of bounds will be Deckerville ball under their own basket. 1:27 left in the third quarter. Kingston up, 44-26.
Seems like Kingston playing with more urgency and more hustle
yes.
in this quarter especially. It was 27-24 at the 6.5 mark at the 1:26 mark. 5 minutes later, it's 44-26. Blocked or a foul by Harrington or DeRosso on defense.
The foul there on the Cardinals. Number two, Austin DeRosso, his third, team's second. That will send number four, Brandon Solowitz, to the line for two for Deckerville.
First free throw, no good by Solowitz.
That is the first missed free throw by either team tonight.
DeRosso, I think, taking his first
yes.
break on the bench here.
Solowitz, the second free throw is up and no good. Rebound inside. Fought for. Came out of there by Harrington.
So both free throws are missed by Deckerville. 44-26 with 1:10 to go.
Harrington with the ball on top. Over to number three, Cummings. Cummings with the ball. Passes it back up to Van Ryan on top. Over to Cummings. A minute left in the third quarter. 44-26. Kingston with the ball. Pass inside from James is deflected by Kingston. Deckerville will take over. 52.3 seconds left here in the third quarter. Deckerville walks it across the timeline. Number three, Logan Martin with it in the corner to Flanagan. Back to Martin. Up and good for two.
Finally ending the drought at the 5:55 mark where Flanagan made his last shot and points for Deckerville. 44-28 now.
Cummings walks it across for the Cardinals. Coach Flicky's calling out a play here for the Cardinals. Over to Harrington. The pass is deflected by Garza. It will remain Kingston ball with 21.7 seconds left in the third quarter. The score, Kingston 44, Deckerville 28.
Substantial lead for the Kingston Cardinals. Might be the last shot here attempted here in the third quarter, but I think they're going to try to score quick here with
James
the miss by
James. James is no good. The shot by James is no good. Up the court to Kabashki and off his fingertips, out of bounds.
Just a little too far ahead, but I got to see Kabashki maybe hustle a little bit
yes.
to that line there to get to that ball.
Out of bounds to Kingston with 8.3 seconds left in the quarter. The Kingston Cardinals are letting it roll here. Harrington picks it up about half court.
I know it feels like you're down by a lot, but you got another whole quarter
yes.
you have to play, so anything can happen.
Loose ball on the floor. And that is the end of the third quarter with the score. Kingston 44, Deckerville 28.
We'll be right back. Our final frame coming your way. Kingston with the lead against Deckerville.
Thumb Cellular is kicking off 2025 with a deal you're not going to want to miss. Free phones are here. That's right. Select smartphones are absolutely free with a new line activation or upgrade on an unlimited plan. And that's not all. Every phone is discounted at Thumb Cellular. Thinking of trading in your old phone and upgrading to a new one? Now's the time. Right now at Thumb Cellular, we're offering double trade-in values when you purchase a new smartphone. Plus, keep your phone screen safe throughout 2025 with a new screen protector from Thumb Cellular. Everyone gets half off all screen protectors, and they come with a lifetime warranty. But hurry, these deals won't last forever. Visit your local Thumb Cellular office in Bad Axe, Caro, Pigeon, or Sandusky for details. Terms and conditions apply. Offers valid through March 31st, 2025. Stop in today and make 2025 the year you stay connected with Thumb Cellular, the talk of the thumb.
Can't wait to communicate with you on the talk of the thumb.
Welcome back to WPGV 92.5. It is 44-28. The Kingston Cardinals leading the Decorville Eagles. Our final quarter here. Decorville's got a lot to make up here. It can't be possible. They're down 16 points right now.
Deckerville with the ball. Solowitz looks to drive inside, kicks it back out. Back to Solowitz, over to Benji. Benji inside to Holman. Over to Benji for up and three. Up for three and good. Solowitz for three, making it 44-31 coming out of this fourth quarter start here. James with the ball in the corner, up to Cummings. Over to Harrington. Back in the corner to James. Inside to DeRozo.
Oh, late whistle there.
Yeah. The foul is on number four, Brandon Solowitz, for the Deckerville Eagles. His second, team first.
So he had a lot of the ball there with the block, actually. Leap dipped in air.
That will send DeRozo to the line for two for the Cardinals. His first free throw is up and good. The Kingston Cardinals have not missed from the free throw line tonight.
They haven't?
No.
Wow.
DeRozo's second shot from the free throw line is up and good.
Wow. Right now, all facets of the game is working for Kingston.
Yes. Inside to Holman. He shoots an elbow jumper. And it is off. Out of bounds to Kingston.
Wow. 7:16 to go. 46-31. Kingston leading Deckerville.
Cummings walks it across for the Cardinals. In the corner to James. Back to Cummings. Inside to DeRozo. His shot is up and good.
Right in the middle of the paint. Has a height. Had plenty of distance just right above everybody
yes.
else to make it 48-31.
Solowitz's shot is up and no good. Rebounded by Harrington. He looks to pull it back and slow down the offense here for Coach Flicky. Over to Cummings. Inside to DeRozo. Rebound by Garza.
He had the open look. Had
yes.
nobody in front of him that time, so why not take the shot?
Garza walks it across the timeline. He shoots a three up and no good. Rebound Harrington for the Cardinals.
Took a good look at the three-point shot. It was a long range from the top yep. of the point. Hits the back of the rim. Just wouldn't go in. Rolled off to the right.
Dangerous pass in the corner. Bailed out by Harrington. Harrington up for three and no good. DeRozo with the rebound inside. No, his shot no good. There's a scrum on the floor. A jump ball called. The possession arrow will stay with Kingston.
DeRozo wanted that jump ball called a little bit early.
Yes.
As he might have been stepped on by the Deckerville player fighting for possession. That time, instead of a jump ball, it's a foul. And Solowitz kind of nods his head at the official on
yes.
that, too.
The foul on number four, Brandon Solowitz. His third, team second.
That's his way of saying, I don't agree.
Yes.
Again, the inbounds pass, and Deckerville just getting slammed on the fouls. Right now, at the right low block in the inbounds pass for Deckerville.
That,
from Kingston inbounds.
That foul is on number 30, Preston Holman, his fourth, team's third.
Corbin Schabowski coming in for Solowitz.
The ball in the corner to Cummings, back to Harrington. Harrington pulls it back out on top. Back in the corner to Cummings for three. His shot is up and no good. Rebounded off to Logan Martin for the Eagles. Martin looks to push and he is fouled. The foul is going to be on number 22, Colin Corliss for the Cardinals. His second, team's first.
It is 48-31, a 17-point lead for the Kingston Cardinals right now. 5:52 to go in the fourth.
Garza with the ball on the right wing. Over to Benji. Benji to Logan Martin. Back to Benji. Benji dribbles up on the top of the key here. Over to number 10, Schabowski. Inside to Holman. Holman looks to attack.
Man, he did a nice elbow push off there. Got away with a foul offensively, I think.
Yes.
But didn't make the shot. Rebounded in point attempt there by Cummings, it looks like, and it's a miss. Deckerville will get the rebound. They have possession.
Martin for three. No good. Rebound by Harrington.
It's 48-31. You're coming down to 5 minutes left in the game, and Deckerville may be regulated to go into three-point shots. And Coach Flicky of the Kingston Cardinals wants to regroup here and talk things over with the players and not buy in of the frustration and retaliation against Deckerville, possibly.
Yes.
We'll be right back. 5:08 to go. 48-31 Kingston with the lead against Deckerville.
Smile and say cheeseburger. And for an extra big smile, say DQ Grill and Chill Cheeseburger. The DQ Grill and Chill in Sandusky is featuring two single cheeseburgers for only $5 or two double cheeseburgers for $7. Of course, you can add soft drink and dessert for a complete meal. Whatever the occasion, a DQ cake makes it go better. Call 810-648-3301. Order yours today from the DQ Grill and Chill on M46 in Sandusky. Open early for breakfast, staying open till 10 Sunday to Thursday, Friday and Saturday to 11 p.m.
DQ, happy, tastes good.
Welcome back. I'll say Coach Flicky doing a smart thing, a cooling off a point here for the Kingston Cardinals. They don't need to call a timeout. He just wanted to regroup himself, the team. Hey, let's not do anything stupid retaliation-wise due to the frustration of our Deckerville right now. And you don't want to get ejected from the next games. If you're right now, you're looking at a regional championship.
Yeah, and if you do something stupid here and get ejected out of this game, you can't come back in and play for the next game.
All right, Kingston ball on the inbounds pass. Cummings over to Harrington to the left corner to Colin Corliss. DeRosso in the middle of the paint. Lays it up. Looks like he was fouled there. He'll get his putback, but that time he'll get the foul.
The foul is on number 30, Preston Holman. That is his fifth. Team's fourth.
And Preston Holman, one of the four seniors on this Deckerville team, fouling out of this game, could be his last for his career here at Deckerville High School. 4:54 to go in the game, and DeRosso even mops up the floor here. 48-31. Dries up his own sweat, I think. So.
In the corner to number three, Cummings for three. No good. Rebound by Garza for the Eagles.
Cummings is looking for a 20-point lead here if he would have made that. Deckerville gets the rebound. Long shot for two. Swishes it from the right corner, number 12. That is Logan Shanks. 48-33.
Cummings walks it across the timeline here for the Cardinals. Back to Harrington on top. Harrington closely guarded here by Garza. Garza's all over him. Back over to Cummings. Cummings looks to drive. Up and foul. Oh.
Logan Martin getting called for the foul. Well, could have been a block, but I think he picked up too much body on that.
That will send number three, Nicholas Cummings, to the line for two for the Cardinals.
Yale on a mission right now. They are leading 40-23 against St. Clair.
Oh.
Who beat them earlier in the season by one, I think. So.
Yeah, that was one of their only couple losses on the year.
All right, it's 48-33.
Cummings' second free throw is up and good.
Missed the first one, makes the second one.
And that was the first miss on the night for the Kingston Cardinals from the free throw line. Garza takes it inside. His shot is up and no good. Rebound by DeRosa. Harrington walks it across the timeline. Coach Flicky says, let's walk it down. Slow it down here. Let's milk some of this clock.
Under four to go and counting. 49-33. DeRosa asking it for the right low block. He'll go under, go for two, and boom, makes it. 51-33. Kingston with the lead at 3:45.
Pretty tough to stop a DeRosa inside when he has that type of position and he's that big.
It'll be a Kingston ball after the miss by Deckerville. Kingston Carter's back with possession. Floater in the middle of the paint. No good by Tanner James. Rebounded by Deckerville. Logan Martin with it. Logan Martin driving to the basket for two. It does not go in, but he picks up a foul. With 3:19 to go, it's 51-33.
The foul is on number 10, Tanner James. His fourth, team second. That will send number three, Logan Martin, to the line for two for the Deckerville Eagles. Martin's first free throw is up and good.
43-25 at the end of three, with Yale leading St. Clair now in that region semifinal.
Logan Martin's second free throw is up and no good. Rebound by Garza inside, blocked by DeRosa, but the ball goes out of bounds. Deckerville will retain possession. 3:15 left in this game. Kingston up, 51-34.
A lot to make up here for Deckerville. You got to start making some big shots.
Inbounds to Garza. Garza looks to drive over to Shanks in the corner. His shot is up and good.
Big shot from the far right corner. 51-36.
And that is a foul on number three, Logan Martin. That will send Kingston to the line for two.
That was Logan Shanks making that last shot, right?
Yes. That is Logan Martin's third foul.
And you said that Kingston's only missed one free throw throughout this whole game.
Yes. Cummings steps to the line, knocks down the first one. In postseason play, these free throws are magnified the deeper and deeper you get into the tournament play. Cummings' second free throw is no good. Rebounded by DeRosa. His pass to Corliss is up and good for two.
Such smart basketball there for the Kingston Cardinals. 54-36. Three-point shot attempt by Martin. No good. And Kingston with the rebound.
Cummings with the ball on the left side. Pass inside to DeRosa. His shot is up and good.
20-point lead for Kingston. 56-36. 2.5 to go.
Sure. No.
Solowitz.
Solowitz with the ball over to Martin. His three-pointer up and good.
Big three-point shot for Martin. 56-39. However, big lead here for Kingston with 2:15 to go.
Cummings looks to take the ball inside. Pass off to Corliss, and he is fouled on the way up. That will send Corliss to the line for two. Fouled by number 12, Logan Shanks. His first, team fifth. Corliss's first free throw is up and no good.
Mm. We jinxed him, man, in the fourth quarter.
Yeah.
Still 56-39.
Corliss' second free throw is up and good.
At least they're making 50% of them right now.
Yeah. That makes the score 57 Kingston, 39 Deckerville with 2:12 left in the game.
We have number Trenton Park, number 21, coming into the game. From the far side, gets a crossing midcourt into the strong side for Deckerville. And Hunter Garza getting the ball and loses it. And it'll be Kingston ball with 2:08 to go after the turnover by Deckerville. Too many turnovers here tonight, too, for
yes.
Deckerville. But I think it's just a disruptive defense and hustle play by Kingston. Cummings with it, trying to kill some time here. But look out.
Harrington takes it down the lane. His shot is no good. Rebound by DeRosa. And he just sort of volleyball tipped that back up in good.
Yeah, you missed the first put back, but like you said, the volleyball set up there to make it 59-39 back to the 20-point lead.
Solowitz takes it in the front court for the Eagles. Pass over to Martin, and he is fouled. A hard foul. The officials call an intentional foul here on the floor.
Yeah, that dreaded X signal of the arms by the official here. And that would be automatic free throws, but...
Two free throws and the ball.
Yeah, and the ball. But he is not... It wasn't too malicious where he has to throw him out.
No.
Now, if he would have grabbed and pulled him down, that would have been a threat, maybe, to throw him out.
They call an intentional foul on number three, Nicholas Cummings. That'll be his third.
So with the intentional foul, nobody gets to be on the free throw line there.
Nope, and Logan Martin gets to shoot two free throws with nobody on the free throw line with him. His first one is up and good.
For Martin, free throw. He's having a good game, yes, despite them down by 19.
Martin's second free throw is up and no good. And King and Deckerville will have possession under the basket after the foul. Number 31, Evan Gobi, checks in for Hunter Garza.
And that means, it looks like Coach Gobi is relenting.
Yes.
And I'm sure Kingston is going to do the same here soon, as Logan Martin, a senior, will come off the court along with Hunter Garza, the other senior. Long shot for two from Solowitz from the right corner. No good. Kingston comes out with a rebound. 59-40 is your score. Kingston with the lead and likely the win here with 1:25 to go in the game.
Cummings with the ball up top. He's just going to hold it here. Pass it back and forth between him and James.
Coach Flicky about to send in his players and reserves here in just a moment as he's going to get ready to call a timeout, I believe, to show some sportsmanship along with the Deckerville coaches. And they will do that. It'll be a timeout. And we'll be right back quickly unless they're going to go right to play. We'll be right back. 59-40 your score. Kingston with the lead with 1-0 right to go.
Oh, it is cold outside, but the deals inside are really hot. It's Winterfest at a Graff dealership near you.
Get a new Chevrolet Silverado for just $238 a month, a new Chevrolet Equinox for $290 a month, or drive off a new Chevrolet Trailblazer for just $370 a month. Some restrictions apply. See dealer for complete payment details.
The coldest time of the year is the hottest time to get your new car or truck during Winterfest at a Graff dealership near you.
Let's go inside.
I agree.
All right. Kingston coach Derek Flicky calls a timeout to get some bench and reserve players and practice players to get some playing time on the floor here. So both teams and coaches have relented. Kingston's going to come over with the victory. We have several subs in here for both teams on the floor.
Skinner with the ball for the Cardinals. Back to number 31, Rail. Over to number 4, Van Ryan. Pass inside. Back outside to Van Ryan, over to Jenkins, to Groner, up to Jenkins. Jenkins passes it back into the corner for Van Ryan. The ball stolen away by Brandon Solowitz. He takes it in, up and good for two.
59-42. By the way, Solowitz is still a young player. He's a sophomore.
Yeah.
Great football player. Caught the winning touchdown pass for the state championship in 8-player football. He plays all sports.
Yeah.
He's a good baseball player in particular. So
can't wait to see him play next year in the football season.
And he works at Wayne's Auto and Tire in Deckerville. He is the grandson of Wayne and the son of Ryan Solowitz there. And Kingston's going to win this game and move on to the regional championship game against Genesee Christian. Final score, 59-42. A huge third quarter for Kingston. Pulled away from Deckerville to win this one. 59-42 in the Region 32 semifinal. We'll be right back with your post-game report.
Since 1895, we've taken great pride in our community support. This support is evident with the spirit shared with our area schools and sports teams. This is Steve Blaschel from Thumb Bank & Trust, Deckerville office. It takes hard work and dedication to make a team successful. At Thumb Bank & Trust, we have a team of financial experts working for your success. Whether it's financing your farm or business operation, helping you buy your first home or remodeling the one you're in, or securing a personal loan for the vehicle or vacation you've been dreaming about, Thumb Bank & Trust has the winning team to make it happen. Did I mention that we offer secure checking, online banking, mobile banking, bill pay, and more? We invite you to stop in or call one of our offices to see what a local community bank with a winning team can do for you. We're Thumb Bank and Trust, community strong since 1895. Stop by one of our conveniently located branches today.
Loans are subject to credit approval. Member FDIC, an equal opportunity lender.
When it comes to your health, convenience and quality matter. At McKenzie Health System, our outpatient department provides lab testing and diagnostic imaging services, all close to home. Hi, I'm Jessica Allen, Director of Laboratory Services at McKenzie Health System. Our team is here to provide fast, professional, and reliable care for you and your family. Need lab work? We offer in-house flu, COVID, and RSV testing with fast results when you need them most. We also provide routine lab work and drug screens, all backed by our gold standard accreditation. Our outpatient services team makes healthcare simple with easy check-in, insurance support, and scheduling assistance. From MRIs and CT scans to 3D mammograms and ultrasounds, our diagnostic imaging department provides high-quality imaging with expert care. We're here for you with extended hours and a dedicated team. Call 810-648-6110 to schedule your appointment today. McKenzie Health System. Trusted care close to home.
Question: where do you go to find a complete selection of refrigerators, freezers, washers, and dryers by brand names like Maytag and Frigidaire? It's Barden's Hardware in downtown Kingston. And yes, they deliver and set up your appliances, because at Barden's Hardware, service is their middle name, and you always get top quality and the best price. Barden's also has your hunting and fishing licenses, plus guns, ammo, and bows and arrows. Barden's Hardware, in the heart of Kingston, the hometown store that has it all.
Kick those winter blues with a powerful connection from AVS Broadband. Being stuck indoors no longer means feeling bored and alone. With AVS Broadband as your internet provider, you get greater capability for all you do online. Whether you're video chatting, gaming, working, streaming, or learning, AVS Broadband offers flexibility with plans tailored to every lifestyle. Why compromise when you can have it all? Backed by the added convenience of local, friendly customer support. If you're currently a Thumb Cellular customer, sign up for AVS Broadband and save 5% on both with our partner services discount. Now's the time to stay connected with greater capability, more flexibility, and the convenience of local support. Choose AVS Broadband. See what plans are available to you at avsbroadband.com/internet or by calling our sales team at 888-282-4932. Terms and conditions apply.
Wayne's Auto and Tire Service in Deckerville is your one-stop service center for all of your automotive repairs. They'll keep you running smoothly with engine tune-ups, oil and lube jobs, exhaust work, and tires. They also do brakes, shocks, and struts, and computer balancing for an extra smooth ride. There's a full line of Cooper tires and many other top brands. For auto and tire service from someone you know and trust, visit Wayne's Auto and Tire in Deckerville or call 810-376-8244.
This is Wayne at Wayne's Auto and Tire Service in Deckerville. Stop by and see Jamie, Brian, and I for all your automotive needs. We wish the Deckerville Eagles the best of luck in the game.
Welcome back. Post Game Report, your Nutrient Ag Post Game Report with Jeremy Burgess. I'm Eddie Ferry. Well, at the end of the first quarter, it was the Kingston Cardinals holding lead 12-7. Deckerville took a brief lead early in the first quarter at the 4:45 mark. Evan Benji with a three-point shot, 3-2. But that was the only lead of the game for Deckerville. At the end of the first quarter, Kingston 12-7. Garza had a steal and made 2 points as time expired. Garza comes out of the gate in the second quarter to make it 12-9. You're down by three at the 7:25 mark. But at the 19-9 10-point lead for Kingston with a three-point shot by Corliss, I believe, or was it Harrington?
Harrington.
That was in the second quarter.
Yep.
Okay. So Kingston continued to pull away. Another three-point shot by Harrington at the one-and-a-half mark left in the second quarter. They continued to hold the lead and held it at halftime, 25-19. But Dakarville at one point, 19-10 at the 2.5 mark, and they hadn't made much points, just 1 or 3 points at that point. But then Logan Martin had a 10-point run late in that second quarter to make it 25-19 at the half. Coming out of the third quarter, Martin continued with a 12-point run. Benji hits a 3-point shot at the 6:35 mark. Within three, one possession lead for Kingston, 27-24. But then Kingston turned on the Jets here. They pulled out the wings like a Cardinal would and started really going up and down the court, getting the steals, getting the putbacks, making some big shots, making their free throws. And just like that, in 2 minutes, they held a 10-point lead, 36-26. 13-point lead at 39-26 with Cummings' shot at the 3:55 mark. Van Ryan makes a 3-point shot at 2:45 to hold a 42-26 lead. At the end of the third quarter, it was 44-28. Martin did make some points at the 42nd mark. Solowitz opens up fourth quarter, 44-31 with a 3-point shot, 7:40 mark. But Kingston's lead just continued to grow. They made over half their free throws, especially in the fourth quarter. Made some great putback shots as well and played smart basketball, taking time out the clock to take this win over the Deckerville Eagles and head to the regional championship game against Genesee Christian with the win over Deckerville 59-42. So your keys of the game, it worked out in Kingston's favor.
The Kingston Cardinals, they were the first one to 48 points, and Deckerville was not able to slow down the Kingston Cardinals' tempo tonight, and that was a thing that I thought really hurt them, because Kingston was able to get the ball up and down the court all night long on them.
All right, we'll get your points leaders for each team. We'll start with Deckerville coming back after a 3-minute break here. It is the Kingston Cardinals getting the 59-42 win over Deckerville as Kingston will take on Genesee Christian for the regional championship game here on Kingston's court on Thursday night. We'll be right back.
All across the Thumb and Blue Water area, there's one propane supplier that's ready to serve you. It's Kohler Propane, with locations in Brown City, Memphis, and Bad Axe. Kohler Propane, where they strive to keep your fuel bill down and provide you with the best possible service. They guarantee their propane prices for one full year. There's free tank inspection and free safety inspection, plus keep full and budget plans are available. If you are not a current Kohler customer, now's the time to make the switch and call Kohler's. Whether it's propane for your home's heating system or for your farm or business, they're ready to serve you. Remember, Kohler's covers the entire Thumb and Blue Water area. For information, call toll-free 800-572-2191. That's 800-572-2191. Or visit getkohlers.com. Remember, nobody gives you gas like Kohler's.
Farmers, right now, you're not in the field. It's the perfect time to take advantage of Tri-County Equipment's off-season service and inspection program. This program includes inspections for square and round balers, combines, utility tractors, row crop tractors, and four-wheel drive tractors. The John Deere specialists at Tri-County Equipment will come right to your farm and do on-site inspections. Call or stop in at your nearest Tri-County Equipment location for complete information. Tri-County Equipment, your locally owned John Deere dealer, with 11 locations serving Michigan farmers in Sandusky, Marlette, Bad Axe, Carroll, Burton, Lapeer, Fenton, Reese, Saginaw, Birch Run, and Auburn Hills. Visit them on the website at tricountyequipment.net and like them on Facebook.
Tri-County Equipment, we got it all.
Thumb Cellular is kicking off 2025 with a deal you're not going to want to miss. Free phones are here. That's right. Select smartphones are absolutely free with a new line activation or upgrade on an unlimited plan. And that's not all. Every phone is discounted at Thumb Cellular. Thinking of trading in your old phone and upgrading to a new one? Now's the time. Right now at Thumb Cellular, we're offering double trade-in values when you purchase a new smartphone. Plus, keep your phone screen safe throughout 2025 with a new screen protector from Thumb Cellular. Everyone gets half off all screen protectors, and they come with a lifetime warranty. But hurry, these deals won't last forever. Visit your local Thumb Cellular office in Bad Axe, Caro, Pigeon, or Sandusky for details. Terms and conditions apply. Offers valid through March 31st, 2025. Stop in today and make 2025 the year you stay connected with Thumb Cellular, the talk of the Thumb.
Can't wait to communicate with you on the talk of the Thumb.
Welcome back, Post Game Report. The Decker Eagles fall to the Kingston Cardinals. Cardinals win 59-42 in the Battle of the Birds. A shout out to the seniors, Logan Martin, Corbin Scherbowski, Preston Holman, and Hunter Garza. This is still a very young Deckerville Eagle team who played really well at the end of the season. Hey, they got a district championship. They avenged last year's loss to Ubley. They win over Ubley this year for the district championship. Kingston's just too fast and just shot really well when your top player, Austin DeRosso, hitting at all marks right now. Either defensively, rebounding, putback shots, free throws. He did it all tonight.
Yeah, it was just tough for Deckerville to get anything going inside.
So for the losing team, let's look at these stats for Deckerville.
Okay, for the Deckerville Eagles, they had Corbin Scherbowski with 3, Logan Shanks with 4, Hunter Garza with 4, Brandon Solowitz with 5, Evan Benji with the 2 3-point attempts, and then Logan Martin with 21 points.
That's for Deckerville?
Yes, that is for Deckerville, and they went 6 of 10 from the free throw line.
Okay, not bad. Not bad for free throws there. We'll get Mike Gallagher in here, maybe some words about Deckerville real quick here.
It was a good run. I mean, I think it was, I think the nice adjustments they made at the end of the first half kind of set them up for success in the second half, and we saw that right off the bat. But unfortunately, I mean, it just kind of snowballed. And Eddie, we saw that happen with Kingston and Deckerville a couple weeks ago, and girls got the ball. But I mean, it was a great effort from Deckerville.
Austin DeRosso was insanely impressive, and it wasn't just on the offensive end. Defensively, passing, he must have had 4 or 5 blocked shots. He's the type of player that's going to give Kingston a chance to be able to win in any game that they have in the future. So, you know, Kingston made a quarterfinal run last year.
Yeah.
Be cool to see him do it again.
They made it to the quarterfinals. So.
Yeah.
And like I said, with Deckerville, able to avenge last year's loss to Deckerville. Got to feel pretty good with that district championship under first-year head coach Steve Gobie.
Oh,
he's got
absolutely.
So much coming back.
Yeah.
And that's not including the fifth quarter players that were brought up, too. So.
Right. And, yeah, Coach Gobie's done a great job. I heard you guys talking about it on the way in.
They want some big games here and there.
Yeah, and it was a hard way to start the season, his first season.
Yeah.
With basically 1 week of practice before they, you know, opened the season. So Coach Gobie did a fantastic job this year. He had them playing their best basketball at the most important time of the season, and that's what the good coaches do. That's what we saw with Brown City last week, and same goes for Deckerville.
All right, when we come back, your points leaders for the winning team, the Kingston Cardinals, winning over Deckerville 59-42. We'll be right back.
When it comes to your health, convenience and quality matter. At McKenzie Health System, our outpatient department provides lab testing and diagnostic imaging services, all close to home. Hi, I'm Jessica Allen, Director of Laboratory Services at McKenzie Health System. Our team is here to provide fast, professional, and reliable care for you and your family. Need lab work? We offer in-house flu, COVID, and RSV testing with fast results when you need them most. We also provide routine lab work and drug screens, all backed by our gold standard accreditation. Our outpatient services team makes healthcare simple with easy check-in, insurance support, and scheduling assistance. From MRIs and CT scans to 3D mammograms and ultrasounds, our diagnostic imaging department provides high-quality imaging with expert care. We're here for you with extended hours and a dedicated team. Call 810-648-6110 to schedule your appointment today. McKenzie Health System. Trusted care close to home.
Oh, it is cold outside, but the deals inside are really hot. It's Winterfest at a Graff dealership near you.
Get a new Chevrolet Silverado for just $238 a month, a new Chevrolet Equinox for $290 a month, or drive off a new Chevrolet Trailblazer for just $370 a month.
Some restrictions apply. See dealer for complete payment details.
The coldest time of the year is the hottest time to get your new car or truck during Winterfest at a Graf dealership near you.
Let's go inside.
I agree.
Question. Where do you go to find a complete selection of refrigerators, freezers, washers, and dryers by brand names like Maytag and Frigidaire? It's Barton's Hardware in downtown Kingston. And yes, they deliver and set up your appliances, because at Barton's Hardware, service is their middle name, and you always get top quality and the best price. Barton's also has your hunting and fishing licenses, plus guns, ammo, and bows and arrows. Barton's Hardware in the heart of Kingston, the hometown store that has it all.
And welcome back. Post-game report for the Kingston Cardinals. Kingston Cardinals with the win over the Deckerville Eagles, 59-42. Thank you, Carnickel, the athletic director here at Kingston Cardinals, for his hospitality once again. 59-42, Kingston move on to the regional championship game. Regional 32, Division 4 against Genesee Christian, who won earlier by 1 point, 47-46 against Parkway Christian. Here are your stat reports for the Kingston Cardinals.
Okay, for the scoring for the Kingston Cardinals, Tanner James comes in with 2 points. Michael Jenkins had 2 points. Van Ryan had 3. Colin Corliss with 5. And then you had Nicholas Cummings and Peyton Harrington, both with 11. And then your leading scorer for the Kingston Cardinals with 24, Austin DeRosa.
Wow.
And the Kingston points. Cardinals were 10 of 13 from the free throw line.
Pretty good, you know. And early in the first part of the game, I don't think either team called a timeout until Kingston finally did when I mentioned it. It was a short timeout.
Yeah.
And just kind of regroup, reassess, and get back on track because, you know, like I said, Deckerville got within 3, 27-24 in the third quarter, 6.5 mark. Then 2 minutes later, 10-point lead for Kingston. So, and Austin DeRosa, just a great job on the boards, always getting those second-chance points. When you get that second, third, or fourth-chance points, you're keeping the ball out of the hands of Deckerville. And keep it in your hands at Kingston.
And if you look at this Kingston Cardinal team, other than Austin DeRosa, their starting five is pretty young.
Yeah.
He's the only senior in their starting five.
You mentioned in your keys of the game, first one to 48 wins, and you needed
three in double figures. Whoever had three in double figures was going to win the game. And Kingston was the lucky one tonight with three guys in double figures.
Logan Martin was the Deckerville leading scorer for Deckerville, 21 yes. points. Austin DeRosa, our player of the game, with 24 points. For the Kingston Cardinals. They'll take on Genesee Christian, the Regional 32 Championship game here at Kingston High School. We will not be covering that game. That is outside of coverage area. And I do believe Scott Bosby from WIDL 92.1 Sports of the Thorm Sports Writers Association will be covering that game because his Millington Cardinals, from one Cardinal to another, his Millington Cardinals lost, shockingly, but not so shocking when you get to this point
yes.
in the Regionals. They lose to Flint Elite, 65-61. I think it's Flint Standard is what they're called. They won over Millington tonight, 65-61. And we have other scores.
Harbor Beach over Brown City, 69-33. And Yale over St. Clair, 56-33. They come back with an impressive win after a loss to St. Clair early in the season. Thanks to my brother there, on Eric Burgess, on the scores.
And the Thumb Sports Writers Association on Facebook was continuing to send us updates as well, so shout out to those guys. All right, so we do believe that WIDL Sports, or at least Lex Talk Sports, will be covering this Kingston Championship game against Genesee on Thursday night. Now, our outside coverage area teams, were congratulations to Yale to move on to the regional championship game. They're taking on Pontiac Notre Dame Prep, while Harbor Beach will take on Flint Standard Elite as well. I'm going to make sure I got that name correct since I have our CNLAC broadcasting website up, I believe. Well, I thought I had it up. I must have closed it. But we will shift our attention over to high school girls basketball in the districts. Semifinals are tomorrow night. We're not going to be doing any games. We're doing the championship game on Friday. Potentially, we'll be doing a district championship at Sandusky High School, and I'll be heading over to Ubley. You, my man, are going to be doing the game on your own there, so good luck to you.
Well, thank you.
Nick Lean will be there with you for engineering producing as well. We want to get those two games on. It's going to be historic for Sandusky as well, or Brown City. They
yep.
pulled off upsets. They have not had much luck in the regular season against Sandusky in the regular season. But we'll talk about that when we come back here to close things up here on WBGV against Kingston with the win over Deckerville, 59-42 for the boys. They'll play Genesee Christian in the regional championship game. We'll be right back to close it up.
Since 1895, we've taken great pride in our community support. This support is evident with the spirit shared with our area schools and sports teams. This is Steve Blaschel from Thumb Bank & Trust, Deckerville office. It takes hard work and dedication to make a team successful. At Thumb Bank & Trust, we have a team of financial experts working for your success. Whether it's financing your farm or business operation, helping you buy your first home or remodeling the one you're in, or securing a personal loan for the vehicle or vacation you've been dreaming about, Thumb Bank & Trust has the winning team to make it happen. Did I mention that we offer secure checking, online banking, mobile banking, bill pay, and more? We invite you to stop in or call one of our offices to see what a local community bank with a winning team can do for you. We're Thumb Bank & Trust, community strong since 1895. Stop by one of our conveniently located branches today.
Loans are subject to credit approval. Member FDIC, an equal opportunity lender.
Wayne's Auto and Tire Service in Deckerville is your one-stop service center for all of your automotive repairs. They'll keep you running smoothly with engine tune-ups, oil and lube jobs, exhaust work, and tires. They also do brakes, shocks, and struts, and computer balancing for an extra smooth ride. There's a full line of Cooper tires and many other top brands. For auto and tire service from someone you know and trust, visit Wayne's Auto and Tire in Deckerville or call 810-376-8244.
This is Wayne at Wayne's Auto and Tire Service in Deckerville. Stop by and see Jamie, Brian, and I for all your automotive needs. We wish the Deckerville Eagles the best of luck in the game.
The broadcast of tonight's game is a copyrighted presentation of the Michigan High School Athletic Association and Sanac Broadcasting, WBGV 92.5 FM. No reproduction, retransmission, or other distribution of the descriptions or accounts of this game may take place without the express written consent of the MHSAA and Sanac Broadcasting, WBGV 92.5 FM.
Online at CNACBroadcasting.com. That wraps up our radio broadcast coverage of high school boys basketball in our immediate coverage area, but these coverage area teams still in action. Congrats to the Kingston Cardinals. Get the win over Deckerville 59-42. Kingston Cardinals against Genesee Christian Soldiers here Thursday night at Kingston High School for the regional championship game, looking for back-to-back regional titles. And congrats to the Yale Bulldogs. They survived against St. Clair. In fact, they led throughout that whole game. 56-33, they'll take on Pontiac Notre Dame Prep. Harbor Beach will take on Flint Standard Elite after Flint Elite defeated Millington 65-61. Harbor Beach wins over Brown City tonight, 69-33. We'll be heading over to girls basketball district championship games on Friday. You'll be doing either Sandusky or Brown City. If they both win after tomorrow night, I'll either be doing Deckerville if they win.
Yes.
And whoever they will face on Friday night on WTGV 97.7 FM. You'll be on the principal station, WBGV 92.5, and streaming online at cmbroadcasting.com. Are you excited?
Always.
All right. Jeremy Burgess, you've been a great help. Your insight, you're an official from the past as well, football and basketball. Thank you.
Thank you.
Helping coverage of boys basketball. We still got games, though.
That's right.
Best time of the year. We are in March for March Madness. Any other comments?
Nope. Just good luck and congratulations to all the teams in the area for their continued success this year and in the future.
All right. Thank you to Carl Nickel once again, the athletic director here from Kingston High School. And congrats to Kingston, defeating Deckerville 59-42. Thank you for tuning in and to our sponsors throughout the sports season. Thank you for tuning in to High School Sports on WBGV 92.5 FM.
All across the Thumb and Blue Water area, we're along for the ride. We're local with news, sports, weather, and the Thumb's best country. Country 92.5 WBGV-FM, Marlette.